Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always ready.
Awesome. So today, we're tackling something that's, I think, super relevant to pretty much everyone listening. AI.
Definitely a hot topic these days.
Yeah, but we're not getting all techy and jargony, all right?
Right.
We're focusing on the people side of AI.
Mm.
You know, bringing it into businesses and all the stuff that comes with that.
The human element. Can't forget about that.
Exactly. And to help us navigate this whole thing, we've got this fantastic guide.
Oh, yeah. This is a good one.
It's called Managing AI Adoption from the folks over at XR1 AI Consulting. Have you had a chance to look through this?
I have, and it's really insightful. They get right to the heart of the matter.
Yeah, it's not just about the tech itself. It's about the people who'll be using it every day, you know.
Absolutely. Their concerns, their anxieties, all of that can really make or break a company's AI journey.
No kidding. And that's exactly what we're diving into today, giving you, the listener, some practical strategies, some real-world examples to help you navigate all of this.
Sounds good to me.
So let's jump right in. This guide kicks off by outlining 5 major concerns that companies need to be aware of when it comes to AI adoption. And the first one, well, it's probably the one that's on everyone's mind. Job displacement.
Yeah, the big fear. Are robots going to steal my job?
Exactly. And I mean, let's be honest, that's a valid fear. Nobody wants to be replaced by a machine, right?
Right.
But this guy doesn't just, you know, acknowledge the fear. It digs into why it's so pervasive and what companies can actually do to address it.
Yeah, it's all about understanding, isn't it?
Totally. The guide suggests that this fear often comes from like a lack of understanding about what AI can actually do and what it can't do.
Mm-hmm. It's easy to get carried away with those sci-fi scenarios, you know?
Oh, totally. Like picturing these super intelligent robots that are just going to take over everything, do everything better than us.
Exactly. But the reality is AI is a tool. It's designed to augment human capabilities, not completely replace them.
It's about working with it, not being replaced by it.
Exactly. And if companies can communicate that clearly, you know, really emphasize that point.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It can really help alleviate some of that anxiety around job displacement.
I'm already seeing a theme here. Communication is key.
It really is.
Companies can't just assume everyone's on board with this whole AI thing.
Yep.
They need to be upfront about what it means for their employees, how it's going to impact their roles.
Transparency is so important. And that actually leads us to the second concern the guide lays out, trust and transparency issues.
Okay, so even if AI isn't taking my job, how do I know I can trust it?
Exactly. People need to be able to trust the AI systems that are being implemented.
Like these things are making decisions, right?
Right, and if you don't understand how those systems are working.
Yeah, how they're arriving at those decisions.
You're going to be hesitant.
Absolutely.
It's like, imagine being told, hey, use this AI tool to, you know, make these big choices, but you have no clue how it's coming up with its answers.
Yeah, that's not going to inspire a lot of confidence.
Not at all. And the guide points out that this lack of trust, it can lead to resistance, skepticism, and ultimately, you know, a failure to adopt the technology at all.
So what's the solution?
Yeah.
How do you build trust with, like, a machine?
Well, the guide suggests that companies need to be open about how their AI systems work. You know, what data are they using? What limitations do they have? Be upfront about it.
Almost like pulling back the curtain, showing how the magic works.
Exactly. And by doing so, they can build trust and encourage people to actually use the technology.
Makes sense. Okay, so we've got fear of job displacement. We've got trust issues. What's next on this list of AI worries?
Well, even if someone's, you know, okay with the idea of AI, they might still be intimidated by it.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
It's that feeling of, am I going to be left behind if I don't know how to use this stuff?
Right. Like it's all moving so fast.
Exactly. And that's the third concern highlighted in the guide, lack of skills and training.
Yeah, it can feel like this massive, complicated thing, especially if you don't have a tech background.
Absolutely. And the guide stresses that companies, they have a responsibility here. They need to provide training and upskilling opportunities for their employees.
So it's about empowering them, making them feel confident in an AI-driven workplace.
Precisely. Because if people feel like they're drowning in this new technology, they're naturally going to resist it.
It's like being thrown into the deep end without knowing how to swim.
Exactly.
Right.
But with the right support, the right training, people can learn to navigate those AI waters, maybe even become expert swimmers.
I like that analogy. And you know, it all circles back to what we were saying earlier about communication and transparency.
It does, doesn't it?
It's about creating a culture where people feel comfortable asking questions, learning new things, adapting to change.
Absolutely. And the next concern the guide brings up, it really builds upon that foundation of trust and transparency, something we've all probably encountered at some point, cultural resistance to change.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. That we've always done it this way. Mentality.
Exactly. And the guide acknowledges that this can be a huge challenge, especially for companies with, you know, long-established ways of doing things.
Yeah, I could see that. It's like AI comes in and shakes everything up.
Exactly. It disrupts the status quo. People might feel uncertain about their roles, their responsibilities.
So how do you address that? How do you get people on board when they're so used to the old ways?
Well, the guide suggests that companies need to be proactive, you know, communicating the benefits of AI clearly, involving employees in the decision-making process, providing support and training along the way.
So it's about making people feel like they're part of the change, not just like victims of it.
Exactly. And that brings us to the final concern the guide highlights. Missed opportunities.
Missed opportunities. Okay, now I'm curious. What does that even mean in the context of AI?
It's an interesting point the guide makes. In today's world, you know, everything's moving so fast.
Oh, tell me about it.
Companies that hesitate to embrace AI, they risk falling behind.
Okay, yeah. They're missing out on all the potential benefits.
Exactly. AI can drive innovation, streamline processes, make things more efficient. It can even lead to entirely new products and services.
So it's not just about avoiding the negative stuff. It's about actually realizing all that AI has to offer.
Precisely. And that potential, it can only be unlocked when companies create a workplace that embraces AI, that fosters collaboration, trust, and a sense of shared purpose.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground here. Just outlining these five concerns has really shown how complex this whole AI adoption thing really is.
It is complex, but the good news is this guide doesn't just leave us hanging with a list of worries. It actually provides some really practical strategies for addressing these concerns for creating a successful AI adoption journey.
Okay, I'm definitely ready to hear about those solutions. Let's dive into those next.
So how do we actually tackle these concerns? Well, the guide doesn't just leave us hanging with a bunch of worries. It lays out a whole set of actionable strategies.
Okay, good. I was hoping for some solutions here.
And it all starts with communication. Surprise.
Oh, we keep coming back to that, don't we?
We do, and for good reason. It really is the foundation of everything. Think about it. If a company just kind of drops this brand new AI system into the workplace.
Yeah.
No explanation, no warning. People are going to freak out.
Right. It'd be chaos.
They're going to imagine the worst case scenarios, and that resistance, it's going to build up faster than, you know, any algorithm can process data.
Okay. No AI bombshells.
Yeah.
But what does good communication like actually look like in this situation?
The guide suggests a two-pronged approach.
Okay. I like it.
Two prongs.
First, be upfront about the why.
Mm-hmm.
Why is the company adopting AI in the first place? What are the goals? What are the potential benefits?
Just for the company, right.
Right. Not just for the bottom line. How is it going to benefit the employees themselves?
Make their lives better, their jobs easier.
Exactly. And the second part of this communication strategy is to be crystal clear about the how. How is AI going to be integrated into the existing workflows?
What changes are people going to actually see?
Exactly. What changes will employees need to make? What training will be provided? It's about giving people a clear picture, right?
Yes. Paint a picture of what the day-to-day reality of working with AI will actually look like.
So we're replacing that fear of the unknown with, well, I guess, knowledge of the known.
Love it. And speaking of knowledge, the next strategy focuses on another key element. Engage stakeholders early.
Okay, so this is about collaboration, right?
It is. It's not just about telling people what's going to happen, but actually involving them in the process from the get-go.
Getting that buy-in early on.
Exactly. The guide recommends holding workshops, forums, where employees can learn about AI. You know, voice their concerns, ask questions.
It's a safe space to talk it out.
Exactly. Create a dialogue, not just a one-way information stream.
Much better approach. I like that.
And the guide even suggests involving employees in, like, the design and testing of AI systems.
Well, that's taking it to a whole new level.
It really empowers them,
yeah.
You know, gives them a chance to actually shape how AI is used within the organization.
Wow, imagine that. You're not just being told, hey, here's the new AI system, deal with it.
Right. You're part of the process from the very beginning.
Yeah, that'd make a huge difference.
And to make sure that feedback loop stays open, The guide also recommends setting up channels for ongoing communication, you know?
Keep the conversation going.
Exactly. Could be regular surveys, you know? Dedicated online forums where employees can share their experiences, make suggestions.
I like this. We're turning potential critics into collaborators.
It's a brilliant way to build trust, get everyone moving in the same direction.
Absolutely. Okay, so we've got communication, we've got stakeholder engagement. What else have we got?
Well, the third strategy is one we touched on earlier. Invest in training and upskilling.
Yeah, makes sense. Can't really expect people to embrace AI if they don't even know how to use it.
Exactly. And the guide really emphasizes this. The training needs to go beyond just the basics.
Yeah.
It can't just be, okay, here's how you turn the AI on.
Yeah, we got to go deeper than that.
Yeah. It should be tailored to specific job roles, you know? Help employees understand how AI can actually enhance their existing skills, make them even better at what they already do.
So it's not about replacing humans with robots. It's about giving humans those, like, AI superpowers.
Love that analogy. And it really highlights how important it is to focus on those uniquely human skills that AI can't replicate.
Yeah. The stuff that makes us, well, us.
Exactly. Things like critical thinking, complex problem solving, creativity, emotional intelligence. These are the skills that are going to become even more valuable in an AI-driven workplace.
So in a way, AI is kind of pushing us to be more human.
It's a fascinating paradox, isn't it? We're surrounded by all this incredible technology, but ultimately, it's our humanness that's going to set us apart.
It's those human skills that are going to be in high demand.
Absolutely. And that brings us to the next strategy. Highlight human-AI collaboration.
Okay, so this is all about framing AI as a partner, not a competitor, right?
Precisely. It's about showcasing how humans and AI can work together to achieve incredible things.
Like a dynamic duo.
Exactly. Be more efficient, more productive, more creative. And the guide actually provides several examples of companies that are doing this really well.
Oh, I'd love to hear about some of those. Give us some inspiration.
Okay, well, there's this example on a marketing agency that was implementing AI-powered analytics tools.
Makes sense. Lots of data in marketing.
Right. And at first, some of the marketers were worried, you know, are these tools going to make us obsolete? But the agency was really proactive. They explained how the tools could actually free up marketers from all that tedious data crunching.
Oh, I hate spreadsheets.
Right. So instead of spending hours on that, they could focus on more strategic thinking, creative brainstorming.
So they learned to leverage the AI. Not fear it.
Exactly. They were able to focus on those higher level tasks that humans excel at. Mm. Crafting compelling narratives, connecting with audiences on an emotional level.
I love that example. It shows how AI can actually enhance creativity, not stifle it.
It does. It's all about reframing the narrative. Instead of focusing on what AI is going to take away, let's focus on what it can give us.
Love that shift in perspective. Okay, so we've got communication, stakeholder engagement, training, highlighting human-AI collaboration. What's the final piece of this puzzle?
The last strategy, but definitely not the least important, is to foster a culture of transparency and inclusion.
This feels like it ties everything together.
Okay.
Like it's the glue that holds all the other strategies in place.
It really is. Without transparency and inclusion, all those other efforts, they kind of fall apart. The guide really emphasizes this. Companies need to be open about the challenges of AI adoption.
Not just pretending like it's all sunshine and roses.
Right. Invite employee feedback, address concerns head on, and celebrate successes together.
It's about creating a shared sense of ownership over this whole AI journey.
Exactly. It's recognizing that everyone has a role to play in shaping the future of the workplace.
I'm seriously impressed with this guide. It's so practical, so insightful.
I know, right?
It doesn't shy away from those tough questions, but it offers real, actionable solutions.
Totally agree. But you know, as we've been talking about all these strategies and stuff, something's been kind of swirling in my mind.
What's that?
It's easy to get caught up in this big picture, company-wide view, but this AI revolution, it's going to touch each of us individually, too.
That's so true. Like, our listener right now tuning in, they might be thinking, okay, this is all great for CEOs and managers, but what about me?
Exactly. How do I prepare for this AI future? How do I make sure I'm not left behind?
Excellent point.
Right.
Like, companies can do all the right things, set up all the training programs in the world.
Right.
But if employees aren't individually ready to adapt,
it's going to be tough. So let's flip the script for a moment and think about your role in all of this, dear listener. What can you do to not just survive, but thrive in an AI-driven world?
All right. So we're on a mission here to equip our listener with a toolkit for like individual AI preparedness.
Yeah.
What do you think is the first thing people need to focus on?
Well, it might sound super basic, but I think it's crucial to just become more comfortable with technology in general.
Yeah, okay, I can see that.
You don't need to become a coder or anything overnight.
Right, right.
But just having like a basic understanding of how AI works, you know, its capabilities, and maybe even more importantly, its limitations.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
That can really demystify this whole AI thing.
It's like when you understand something, it's less scary, right?
Exactly. And that foundational understanding can help you see AI as a tool, not this, you know, looming threat.
And here's the thing. Once you have that basic understanding, you start to see possibilities.
Oh, yeah. The possibilities are endless.
You can start to think about how you can actually leverage AI in your own work.
Yeah.
Even if your company isn't like actively implementing it yet.
There are so many AI powered tools that are already available to us. I mean, think about Grammarly. It helps you write better emails.
Yep.
Language translators making communications seamless. There are even AI powered research assistants that can like sift through tons of information in seconds.
That's amazing. And a lot of these are free or really accessible.
Exactly. So no excuses.
Yeah. Start small. Yeah. You know, play around with these tools. See what they can do for you.
Yeah.
It's like building a muscle memory for the AI age.
I love that. It's about developing that comfort level, you know?
Yeah. So that when the time comes to use these tools more professionally, you're not starting from zero.
You're already ahead of the game.
Exactly. And, you know, while we're talking about skills, this next point might seem a little counterintuitive.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
The guide also talks about developing those uniquely human skills that AI just can't replicate.
Oh, interesting. So it's like going back to basics in the age of AI.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
We're surrounded by all this incredible technology, but ultimately it's those human skills that will set us apart in the workplace.
It's what makes us valuable.
Right. So critical thinking, problem solving, creativity, sure. Emotional intelligence, communication, collaboration.
Yep. All those good things.
AI still struggles with those.
It's not about becoming a robot yourself. It's about honing those skills that make you a valuable human collaborator.
I love that. And, you know, I think a key ingredient in all of this is cultivating a mindset of continuous learning.
Oh, absolutely.
This AI world is moving so fast.
At lightning speed.
So if you want to keep up, you need to be adaptable, curious, and, you know, willing to learn new things.
That's a growth mindset. Super important. It's not about fearing that you'll become obsolete. It's about embracing the opportunity to, you know, evolve alongside AI.
We're on this journey together. And, you know, it's not just about learning new tech skills either.
Right.
It's about being open to new ways of working, new ways of collaborating, even new ways of thinking.
It's a paradigm shift. This AI revolution, it's not just changing our jobs, it's changing our whole approach to work.
Okay, yeah, I'm feeling that shift. It's not humans versus AI, it's humans with AI. We're in this together.
Exactly. We need to move away from that, you know, fear-based narrative.
Yeah, doom and gloom.
And embrace the possibilities that AI offers. It's a chance to actually enhance our capabilities.
Be more efficient, more creative.
More impactful in our work. So to our listener, if you're feeling overwhelmed by all of this, remember this. You have agency.
You have the power to choose how you respond to these changes. You get to write your own story.
Love that. So we've talked about individual preparedness, but what about the bigger picture?
Yeah, we can't just expect individuals to figure this all out on their own. How do we know if all this effort, all these strategies are actually working?
That's a great point. It's great to have plans and strategies, but how do we measure success when it comes to AI adoption? The guide also highlights this.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. We need some way to track progress.
Exactly. It's not a set it and forget it thing. We need a feedback loop to make sure we're on the right path.
So what are we looking at? What are those key indicators that tell us if things are going well, both for companies and individuals?
Well, the guide suggests a few things. First, employee engagement. Are people actually excited about working with AI? Do they feel like their voices are being heard? Do they feel equipped to succeed?
So it's not just about adoption rates. It's about people actually feeling good about this whole shift.
Exactly. And speaking of adoption rates, that's another key metric. How quickly and effectively are those AI tools being used?
Yeah, we want to see those tools actually being integrated into workflows.
Right. Then we also need to look at skill development. Are employees actually gaining the necessary AI skills through training and workshops?
Yeah, we want to see that learning curve going up.
Absolutely. And then something we've talked about a lot today, trust levels. Do people trust the AI systems themselves? Do they trust the decisions that are being made?
Because without trust, it's all going to crumble.
Exactly. Trust is fundamental. And finally, we can't forget about the bottom line.
The business outcomes.
Yes. Is AI actually delivering on its promises? Is it improving productivity, efficiency, customer satisfaction?
At the end of the day, AI adoption is an investment. Got to see that ROI.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So we've got a whole toolkit for measuring success here, from employee sentiment all the way to those tangible business outcomes.
I love it. We're not just stumbling into the AI future. We have a map. We have tools to navigate this thing.
I agree. And the best part is, it's a journey we're all on together. Companies and individuals learning and adapting, creating this future where AI enhances our lives and our work.
This has been an incredible deep dive. We've covered so much, the concerns, the strategies, the possibilities.
It's been a fascinating exploration, really. And I think the key takeaway for our listener is this. We have agency. We have the power to shape our own future in this age of AI.
And that future is being written right now. It's not just about the algorithms, it's about the choices we make, the values we prioritize, the vision we have for a world where humans and AI thrive together.
So, listener, what's your role in the story going to be? What skills are you going to develop? What opportunities are you going to embrace? The future is waiting to be written.
That is the perfect note to end on. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you've learned something new and feel empowered to navigate this exciting new world.
Until next time, keep learning. Keep exploring and keep asking those big questions. The AI revolution is just getting started.